Our next guest has been waiting patiently, plenty to talk about in the world of racing. Richie Callan is on the line. Rich, good morning.
Good morning, Raimondo, and good morning, Bulldog. How are you?
Terrific, my friend. And well, we've completed the standalone circuit. I drive Dino Maddie Sunday morning. Gee, it was a great day yesterday, but I've loved Hawkesbury. I've loved Gosford, and I thought it was fantastic to get that standalone at Scone back at Scone on Saturday after the Cup Day on Friday there. And the whole town, the whole area, that's the heart and soul, literally, of the Australian racing and breeding industry, Rich.
I still remember, and you'd remember it well too, when Brian Fletcher and Peter Volandis got together, and when Brian was at Hawkesbury, and they said, we want to have a standalone at Hawkesbury, and everyone was up in arms. You don't do that on a Saturday. We race at Randwick or Rose Hill. That's the way we do it. We've always done it that way. And that mantra doesn't work anymore, that we've always done it that way. The world changes, and what it started was from Hawkesbury. Now with Gosford, with Scone, it's exciting, and it embraces all of New South Wales and different regions. And I'm sure, as I said last week, Wagga will eventually hopefully move from Thursday, Friday to Friday, Saturday and build something special down there in the Riverina.
Yeah, there is talk of Wagga potentially getting a Saturday race date as well, and their carnival is a beauty. Yesterday, so many good storylines too, Rich. Tyler Schiller, I don't know if he had a lot to do with this young man, but he speaks so well. Biggest career win yesterday on Bring the Ransom in the Group 3 Dark Jewel, coming off the back of his hometown win, so to speak, in the Albury Cup and the Wagga Town Plate. But an impressive young man. He's got a big future, Rich.
Yeah, he certainly has. He kind of, I've spoken to him a few times well prior to him coming to Sydney. There was a few stables that were interested in his services. And I reckon, I was just thinking back only last night, it was the Canterbury Night season this season that really lifted him. He rode about, I think, six or seven winners at the night season, and he really got that kick along. Mark Newnham, we know how good he is with apprentices, with Robbie and of course, Tommy Sherry, and now with Tyler. He's doing he's an unsung hero, Mark Newnham. And Wayne Carroll, one of great trainers from down at Wagga, he came up during the week, and I saw it because he knows Tyler Schiller well from down there. It was just, you know, people get proud when someone comes from their region and then makes it in the big farm.
Rich, does New South Wales need an all-weather track, given the number of meetings we've lost this year due to wet weather?
Oh, ding. Look, listen, let me just say, that question gets me into trouble. Look, the turnover on synthetic tracks is poor.
I was going to chime in there, Rich. Sorry, and I was going to say that I know there are all weather or synthetic tracks interstate. They've been tried. I know, for instance, I don't ever bet at Geelong. I just don't like the racing there. They tried it at the Sunshine Coast. They got rid of it. I know we've had a terrible year with rain and there's people still struggling with floods in southeast Queensland and northern part of New South Wales, and our hearts go out to them again. But I think there are bigger issues, Rich, but I didn't want to butt in there, but that's just my opinion, but you might have a totally different one.
No, I agree with you. We're an outdoor sport, but I will say that we've had an incredible wet weather the last few years. I think that the services, what the team have done with the Poly track, their service is improving, and I think it'll get better in time. But I've got no doubt in years to come there will be a surface of trainers. You only got to look when we have trials on the Poly track, Dean, that we get like 40% of horses scratched out of it, or 50%. So trainers don't want to race their horses on them. We've had surveys in the past, but I think in time, and I'm an advocate that eventually, you know, we get better at everything, and the service material will be better. And I think that eventually we will have an all weather track, perhaps in, you know, down south, up north, and that'll cater for when we get those really horrific weather problems.
Yeah, that's fair enough, yeah.
Rich, what did you make of the news during the week about Very Elegant?
Yeah, look, she passed the best. Well, I don't know. I think she just had it. Although she won a Group 1 last campaign, but she came off a Melbourne Cup. I always look, Dean, if I want to know something about rugby league, I'll ring you or Gus, and I ask the experts if, you know, maybe they don't tip as many winners in the rugby league. I'm 5 for 5 this week, but I'll ask the experts. And if I need something fixed in my car, I'll go and ask a mechanic. If I want to know something about a horse, I'll probably go and ask Chris Waller rather than an owner who works in finance who might turn on the TV and see horses racing around. So I probably ask the experts. I hope she goes over there and win. I had a good chat with Chris, like Ray did this week. But Chris wants her to go there and be successful. Otherwise, you get the narcs. And there are narcs everywhere. And I think racing, we breed them. You know, I think it's practical to be a Noah narc. And they'll say, oh, Australian racing is no good. Well, she's probably not at her previous best. A few of the owners are selling out, but the money will have to arrive for them before the horse moves. But I hope she goes here and is successful. Man, I think she'll struggle.